Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio. You can always tweet us if Cakes is going to get the face during the interview.
Depends on charms or not. Cakes could be completely put off. I could see Cakes getting completely put off and just being a douche.
Nah, he'll have fun.
I could see it because Cakes really has deep-seated like resentment.
But no, I accept him for what he is. He's, like I said earlier, he's a carnival barker. He's a carny to me. That's the way I view him.
But why do you hate on an entrepreneur, a businessman who's going to have a pop-up shop here? He's selling jerseys and shirts.
I think he just got tired of his antics.
He's not my cup of tea. You guys love him. He's a polarizing guy. You're on one side or the other.
He's very entertaining to me. You know,
he was entertaining when he first hit the scene, but then it just got too much. Jumped the shark for me.
I don't think he was ever entertaining to Cakes.
I was never entertaining.
I mean, the big ball like logo.
I guarantee you, I'm going to be just completely enchanted with him when
he
going to
walk?
You never know. Cakes might be as well.
$1 billion dance.
Is it possible he could charm?
What if he is totally different off air?
Like when the cameras are on, he's just doing shtick, and then off air he's mellow.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
You are a hater.
Cakes is a hater. He is
not
a
really,
hater.
Because what do you really hate?
Honestly, the only time
you seem to resent that he wanted his son not necessarily to go to Nike or Adidas.
He didn't like that.
That he decided to go with his own brand. But that's entrepreneur.
That was just a leverage thing,
more
too.
More power to him. If he makes Big Baller Brand into a billion-dollar company, I will be the first to congratulate him. I just don't think it's going to happen.
And his pop-up shop, is it at Pacers or right by Pacers?
I don't know all the details.
Drew Abbey knows.
Honestly, it says it's at Eagle Bank Arena, but I'll find out soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets here.
And the games are today?
Tonight, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tonight. So
five
they're
and seven.
Competing against the All-Star game.
Is anybody
not really, because...
Well, not five, they're not, but...
People are going to the All-Star game are either bought their tickets a long time ago. I mean, this is a completely different audience.
Right. No, I agree.
That's true. You're right.
But there's no saying that it's not competing against the All-Star game. It just is. It's competing for attention dollars in town against the All-Star game.
I think it's going to be a lot of college kids there, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're a hoops head, I think it's probably something you'd be interested in, for sure.
Are there any... So what are the teams that are playing?
The Ballers against the Ballers and the Ballers against the Ballers.
Okay,
Houston versus Philadelphia Ballers.
LiAngelo and LaMelo play for which? For L.A. Ballers?
Yeah.
I would assume.
So are they
Houston
not playing?
And Philly and Seattle and New York.
They're not even here.
The only thing that irks me really
Apparently
about not. The whole Baller brand
yes.
is that... He has the audacity to charge, I think it's $495 for a pair of Zoe shoes. I mean, that's the sort of thing like Jordan and Kobe should be doing.
But
like,
you don't have the Venom
but
for
do
Jay-Z.
But why do you care?
It just seems weird.
You're
to
not going
to
buy them, so what do you care?
It's like a big goof to him. To me, it's just a big goof to him.
If someone's willing to pay $500 for it,
sure. Yeah. If there's a marketplace out there for it,
right?
If 100 people are dumb enough to pay $500 for Zoe Baller shoes.
Do you have the
shoes?
Same Venom for Rolex?
Well, I think it's dumb.
I mean, there are a million brands
that pay $25,000 for a watch.
Okay, but there's a million brands that have ridiculous prices. Yeah. There are like brands. Well, I don't know that charge $2,000 for a purse. You don't seem to have the same.
Rolex
Venom.
Has been around. I don't know how long Rolex has been around. It's something that's known for its quality over decades, if not 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Big Baller Brand's been around for 5 minutes, and it takes you a year to get something you order on the website.
You're right.
It seems
but you
like
understand,
a big sham.
In my opinion, the Big Baller Brand is just sort of a leverage marketing thing he's doing to try to empower his family to get a little bit of control in a system where really kids don't have that much control. You're at the mercy of the sneaker companies and everything. So he's
I'll be honest.
And he was also
not even listening.
It's
a waste of my breath. I care about LaVar Ball. Right. The only time I ever think about him is when I'm in this room with these two donks that love LaVar
correct,
Ball.
Correct, correct.
That's the only time he ever enters my life, ever.
Because at 10 o'clock, you won't care.
But, Cakes, you don't have much
you're
venom
right
for
that.
Yeah,
you don't
you're
have
right
much,
about that.
You don't have much venom for really anything. But you do have venom for this. And it's weird. We're trying to figure it out.
At first, he really
ranked me.
Here's
venom.
Part of it, too.
Why do you get
I think
the
he's
face?
Exploiting his kids, and he's riding the crest of that wave.
Is he exploiting his kids, or is he doing
talent whatsoever? LaVar Ball.
Well, hold on. Well, is he exploiting his kids, or is he empowering his kids?
He's a trainer?
Yes, that's his profession before and was a trainer.
But Cakes, hold on. Is he exploiting his kids, or is he empowering his kids?
I mean, you might think it's empowering. I think he is clearly gaining popularity on the backs of his kids.
But isn't he also helping his kids? Also, like, he helped his kids a long way. Just like you may help your kid become a doctor. Okay, your son's the one going to school, but you helped him go to school.
He actually created a
league
so his son could play in to potentially...
He's supporting his children.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Just like you're going to support Juliet
financially.
And Brendan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what are the top five things Cakes hates in life? All right,
well,
LaVar Ball.
Everything with hip-hop culture.
LaVar Ball's
almost anything.
All right. Rap music? Should I just say music?
Just hip-hop culture.
No, I don't hate rap music. I just don't.
Put it this way. When you play the hip-hop song, he gets the face.
Cheese. Melted cheese.
No, I like melted cheese. I hate cheese out of a rapper.
Sliced cheese.
He used to hate LeBron.
Choking. Except in the bedroom.
Yeah. Used to hate LeBron.
Light simulated.
So right
in the
now I've got LeVar Ball, rap music, and sliced cheese.
Those are the top three things he hates.
What are four and five?
Oh, no. Sidney Crosby.
I hate
pens. Let's just say pens.
I hate the pens, yeah. And I hate bad beats.
All right, bad
I hate
beats.
Taking beats in the poker room.
Yeah, so but you love the bad beat jackpot.
I love the bad beat jackpot.
So just for the record, this should be a trivia question somewhere down the road. Yeah, the top five things Cakes hates in life.
Yes.
LeVar Ball.
He's generally a pretty happy guy.
Rap music, sliced cheese, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and bad beats.
I think that's a pretty good list. But again, I don't hate LeVar Ball. You're getting it wrong.
We should all do our
job. No, I think you do.
I'm ambivalent towards him until I walk in that door.
You have strong feelings.
Hold on.
Once I walk out that door, I never think about LeVar Ball.
Of course.
Ever.
Neither
when he comes in a billion years.
When he comes in here, don't make it awkward and make it known and obvious that you don't like
him. I'll be a professional.
What if he's
but you're not
right
ambivalent.
You're not ambivalent. You have strong feelings.
I'm ambivalent.
You're ambivalent during most golf interviews.
You're leaning towards
him. I asked Tom two questions.
I'm over him, but he was entertaining for about the first 10 minutes. I'm over him, but I don't hate him. I don't have the disgust that he's got.
I don't think I hate him. You guys are painting me into this corner.
Hate's a strong word. That's like for Hitler. Yeah. But like you dislike him. You're not a fan of his shtick.
You get riled up about him.
Not a fan of his shtick.
You don't get riled up about much.
Metro. Hold on. Cakes hates Metro.
Metro. Make it
the top
10.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put Metro in for rap music.
Yeah, substitute that. Because that makes me look like I'm just not a fan of an entire swath of music.
You don't like one rap song.
Sure, I do. Humpty Dance.
Humpty Dance.
And I love
like the whitest
playing Ghetto Boys, Mind Playing Tricks on Me. Okay. The radio edit. Because that song is
rap music out and put
now
Metro.
That song's 25 years old.
I'm inserting Metro.
I would just put in hip hop culture. He doesn't.
No, because he just named two rap songs.
But really, though, Cakes, what does he do for his sons that's that different than you do for your sons?
I'll tell you one that jumps out at me. He bought his 16-year-old a Lamborghini.
He has, you have five cars from Ferris in your driveway.
He has the means to do it, obviously.
Is it smart to buy your 16-year-old who's just learning to drive a car that goes 200 miles per hour?
What if he's filthy rich?
I personally wouldn't, but if he has the means,
irresponsible.
Cakes, you just bought.
It's an irresponsible move.
You got a brand new Ram. You got a brand new Jeep Cherokee.
Cakes just put like $5,000 on
the
Croatia
a sponsorship deal. Okay. The other one I bought. It's a reasonably priced vehicle, and it doesn't go 200 miles per hour. And I'm putting my kid, who's barely driven, behind the wheel of it. Irresponsible.
So who's driving,
but he has a son making millions of dollars. It's a little different.
You're missing my point. It's irresponsible. I don't care if you make $8 billion a year. It's irresponsible to put a 16-year-old who barely knows how to drive behind the wheel of a 500-horsepower vehicle. It's stupid, in my opinion.
Okay.
It might not be your opinion.
We would probably all agree.
Would you buy your 16-year-old who doesn't know how to drive a Lamborghini, even if you had the means for it?
Of course not. I bought a RAV4.
Because you're smart.
But that's not unique for, like, for whatever reason, it bothers you that LaVar Ball does it. But it probably wouldn't bother you that Magic Johnson does it for his kid.
If anybody
buys a kid who doesn't know
how to drive a Lamborghini and they're going to wrap it around a tree in 30 minutes, that bothers me.
It just adds to the list of things he doesn't like about him. That's all.
He really doesn't.
I mean, if Tom Cruise bought his kid a Lamborghini, you wouldn't care. I mean, you'd probably say it's dumb, but you
would say it's dumb.
You wouldn't care as much.
You know what else is dumb? George Clooney riding around in a Vespa.
Yeah, yeah.
Dumb.
Should I add 60 Vespa miles to the list of things you hate?
Riding on motorcycles and Vespas and mopeds, add it to the list.
Hey, mine
not
goes
if you're
about
a regular
35.
Person, but if you're super rich like Clooney.
Oh, if you're super wealthy, yeah, then it really doesn't make any sense. If you're a donk that has nothing to live for, go ahead and ride on a Harley or a moped and smash your brain into a windshield. But if you're worth $250 million and you have a silly villa in Italy and JP's going to stop by in a few weeks, don't ride a Vespa. Now I'm getting all worked up.
Well, he didn't expect the bus to, you know, pull in front of him.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
You're never expecting it.
You never expect it. It just happens.
You know what? I'm going to have to start wearing the shirt at least once a week.
Just the tilt cakes.
Cakes also hates bear markets.
Oh, well,
everybody likes that. That's universal.
We all do.
Don't
unless
you're like shorting it's just me.
It's got to be something that only he hates.
That's exclusive to me? Then cross Metro off the list, because everybody hates Metro.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Metro either.
I don't have venom for Metro.
Most people hate Metro.
I don't think Metro's gotten good PR in the last 10 years.
I'd rather drive myself.
I'd rather drive.
Of course you would.
But I don't have the venom for Metro. The case
I'm trying to think of other things he hates.
I should have taken Metro yesterday. EB complained about it. It took me about 40 minutes to go 2 miles.
What with the traffic?
Once I got off GW Parkway to actually park at Homewood.
That's
that
why
40
I Ubered
minutes.
To MGM yesterday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Harper exploding late in the round.
Here he comes.
That, of course, Bryce Harper winning the Home Run Derby last night at Nationals Park. And we wanted to get into it with you at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. So Bryce wins the Home Run Derby. And after he has a little interview there with Buster Olney, can we play the clip of Bryce right after winning? I found myself liking Bryce a little bit more. And I know he's been in town for years, and Nationals fans have been rooting for him for years.
Yeah.
Lately, maybe a little turn. Some people anticipating him leaving. Of course, his struggles at the plate hitting, you know, around 215.
Right.
But I found myself moved, and actually, even though I know
it moved?
Probably means nothing, I found myself starting to believe maybe he will stay in D.C.
Hmm.
Maybe it's not fait accompli that he goes to the Yankees or Cubs or Phillies or wherever.
Even though he addressed it right before the game.
He did.
Right.
And I know the logical part of my brain says it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, don't get
too cynical.
The emotion.
And I know guys will say something and then bounce the next day for the highest contract offer out there. But he really did seem to show DC pride, and he did seem to have like this connection with the fans. He lauded the fans.
It's the first time I've heard him
and so
publicly laud the fans.
I kind of was buying in. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, are you buying into that? And then the second part of the question is, do you think this could springboard Harper to get hot in the second half?
I don't think it has anything to do with how he does in the second half.
And I would say anytime a guy plays 7 years in a city, I would think he's got a connection to the fans.
I would think so, too, but he doesn't often talk about it.
True, he's very private about that, but I would think that anybody in any sport plays 7 years in one city probably feels a connection to the fans.
I agree.
Now, that doesn't really mean anything when it comes to contract negotiations.
Right.
But, I mean, look, it was an emotional moment. He felt good. It was a big accomplishment. There was a lot of pressure for him to do well. He wouldn't have been in this contest if it wasn't held in Nats Park.
He rarely emotes like that.
Yeah. So, but he was pumped up, man. He felt good. He felt good about
his dad. It was awesome. It was a great moment.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines. Do we have Bryce right after with Buster Olney?
Tell me about what happened in that last minute. You're running out of time. What was the emotion going through your brain?
I better figure it out or I'm going to lose. So just tried to hit the ball with the fence, and I did that. It was nice.
Only the third player to win in front of your home crowd. How much did that mean?
Oh, unbelievable. I freaking love this crowd. Every single night they come out and support us. Washington Nationals, baby. Let's go.
When nice do you job. Hear them like that?
Never. You don't hear that. You don't hear that.
I'm with you, JP. I'm with you.
That is a different side of Bryce Harper.
Yeah, he's actually showing some human emotion.
But I think he's
normally a robot.
Really pumped up. I don't think he's saying that because he wishes he's in D.C. for the next 10 years. I think he's really pumped up about what he just did.
I can tell you this personally.
I agree.
Cakes and I interviewed him at spring training 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago.
Well, it was awkward all the way around. I'm not going to blame Bryce for that.
Interested.
Oh.
Do you want to hear...
It was fine, but every cliche in the book.
Yeah. Do you want to hear him like on the podium post-round where he?
Sure.
Everyone's saying he got a little emotional?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I've been here since I was 17 years old. You know, it's something that I've grown in front of these fans. I've grown in front of, the media and, these people and everybody that, has a say in it or has a job here. You know, I think outside the game, I think you guys got a gist of how I feel on a daily basis of having fun and enjoying, this game and things like that. I'm very serious on the field. I am. I'm a very serious player. I enjoy the game. I want to win every single game that I play. I want to do everything I can to help this team win on a daily basis. So you guys see that. But off the field, outside and everything like that, that's the kid in me that you guys saw tonight.
And I believe that. I believe he wants to win every game. I also think he's maturing. I think he's maturing as a person. We're seeing
that. I found
that.
Him more likable.
Yeah, so we're seeing that.
And maybe that's silly, but I found him more likable after yesterday.
I like it. I like how you're a sucker for when guys just have a weak moment.
Sure.
Because I was that way with Kirk.
Now, here's the question.
I like that you're falling into the trap.
Here's the question.
But I admit I know it's a trap.
Yeah.
Ricardo's.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you three are Ricardo's, all three of you.
So are you.
On a lesser scale. What does that mean going into the second half when they play Atlanta? They go to Milwaukee.
What, his comments? What do they mean?
No, what he did. And then going to Miami and then playing the Mets in Cincinnati.
Probably doesn't mean much, but maybe for
that's
the first
the
game.
That's the question.
But probably for the first game or two. I would think a performance like that would give you a little lift. Now, as soon as you go for four with three Ks, it goes out the window.
Well, when he strikes out against Chris Sale in the second inning, it might not mean much.
I'm gonna say the All-Star game's a goof. And even though the home run derby's a big goof, I think there could be some positive momentum for a day or two.
Maybe a little bit, but I think it carries very little impact going forward.
I think it carries little impact. I do think due theory is more in play.
The due theory is so big.
Beyond due. At some point, he's going to have a week where he hits five home runs. And in that week, they're going to win five or six games.
I think it's a good, more than anything, it's a good reminder for the fans of how talented this guy is.
Didn't he hit 10 home runs in May?
He did.
Yes.
And then he hit... Eight, no.
I think it was
10, 8, and then like 2, and whatever he's got now.
Right, so he's going to have
something like that.
You know, power wise, as he said,
in April he hit 10. May I think he hit 8.
Whichever month it was,
I think he hit like 2 or 4. Or something.
Bottom line is, he had a month, whichever month it was, where he hit 10 home runs. He's capable of doing that, and when that happens, the team tends to win more games than not.
Agreed.
So he's going to have a week where he hits 5, and they win 6 or 7 games. They go on a little bit of a streak. You know, the question is going to be, is it going to be enough? Is it going to be enough to get them into the postseason? So I think his second half is going to be better. Just law of averages.
Right.
Better in terms of, you mean as
batting
average?
Batting average.
Yeah.
You know, don't you?
By the way, it's not a half. It's like a third of the season left. Because they've
There's
played
66 games left.
96 games or whatever it is. 48 and 48. So he's not going to hit 23 home runs in the second half?
Yeah, he had 8 in April, 10 in May.
But he's going to hit roughly 40 home runs this season.
Roughly,
and I think his average will probably end up around 250. He's not a 215 hitter.
No.
And he's not a 330 hitter.
He really
is
better than a 250 hitter, too.
Right.
He's probably about a 270, 280 hitter.
Right.
That's about where he looks like.
Yes.
But other guys got to step up, too, man.
No question.
Strasburg's got to have a big second half.
But maybe the fans aren't moved. Our phone lines aren't moved.
Yeah, well, they don't care.
The middle of July.
They're sleeping in. They were all at
the
home run derby last night.
I was impressed not just by the attendance, but just so many people that you have to believe weren't going to be able to go to the Home Run Derby. They were at the bars, at the restaurants, just walking around. When we were walking around last night, the
place was packed.
The city was popped.
It was a mob scene last night.
Whether it was
in downtown
the Play Ball
DC.
Park
well,
or
it's
just
an event.
Every
yeah.
restaurant
people,
that I walked by.
People feel like they got to be there.
Right. I just know, again, for me as a fan, it was good to be reminded that, man, okay, sure, it's his dad, and he's serving up his cake, says 50-mile-an-hour meatballs. But it's good to be reminded, man, this guy's really had special power. And,
yeah.
you know, he'd get hot on a hot streak like he did there in the last 47 seconds when he hit 9 bombs. You know, kind of extrapolate that over a month, like you say, where he could hit 10 or 12 bombs and carry the team. He's capable of that. We kind of needed that reminder.
He's a different level player. And I don't remember if it was Cal who said this yesterday, but he has that type of attitude. Every room he walks into, he's the best player.
Yeah, I do
And he has that type of ability.
Yes. And I personally needed that reminder after watching him hit 188 in June and whatever he's hitting in July.
Hey, well, we've seen 4 strikeout games this year.
Yeah.
They're just dud games from Bryce.
Yeah. Well, let's see how he comes out of the gate. Second half.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, you played 6 really tough games. Atlanta, Milwaukee.
I'm not as optimistic as I try to be on air. On air, I'm trying to take a neutral, 60 games left, whatever it is. Plenty of time.
I know. I know how you really feel.
But if you asked me yesterday while we're having beers, I'd say it just looks like it's not their year.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's the way you really feel, genuinely feel.
But there also is plenty of time. I heard Grant and Danny even talking about it yesterday. You know, they play the Braves soon, right?
When that's the first
Friday
out of the break.
Friday,
what if
Saturday,
if they sweep the Braves, boom, they're right there. Now, it's unlikely, but if they, it's right, it's in their
Except
hands.
Except for the Phillies factor.
Okay.
But you
because
have to,
you may have to win the division if the wild card is, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be tougher to get
No, but his point is you start winning consistently,
start winning.
You're going to gain games.
What did they play the Braves? For 3 games?
Yeah.
I mean, they can certainly win 3 games
But
in
the
row.
Truth is, of course they can. That we thought that they would really take advantage of the easy part of the schedule with the Marlins and Mets in there.
They couldn't.
They went 500.
How does Max starting affect the rotation? Are they going to like push him back a little bit? Like, how's this all going to affect everything?
I would assume he pitches Saturday or Sunday. Maybe Strasburg pitches
but
Friday.
But he won't be the first one out.
I think it's undecided as to who's pitching.
In other words,
we're
going to pitch him 1 inning. He'll pitch 1
but
inning
this
tops,
might just,
right?
They might consider this as his the day that they pitch in between.
So then he won't miss a start.
I don't know. I would guess he pitches Friday.
I have no idea who's going to. I mean, I would think Strasburg because and, Strasburg
against the Braves,
and Max both pitch in
you
that
You want to have Strauss. You want to have Max, obviously. And I guess at this point, you might even want to have Hellickson over Gio. I'm not sure.
Definitely over Tanner.
Maybe.
Definitely over Tanner, who I love Tanner, but whatever reason, it ain't happening this year. No. Whatever reason.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you throw Gio because the Braves got some pretty good lefties, but man, who knows?
Jason,
I would definitely Max and definitely Strauss are going to pitch in that series.
It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP, and it's happened. Triple B has landed in the building.
LeVar Ball.
I had to wear my shirt.
This?
It's the big ball.
I like that.
Ball.
I like for you.
I saw him in the bathroom. He's like, I see you rocking now, the Triple B.
Why don't you tell him how long it took you to get that shirt?
How long did it take to show up?
It took a while.
It took a couple months.
It took six months.
Anything great is worth waiting for.
That's not what he was saying.
You can't just go around the corner and get that. I know what he was saying. So when he got it, he was like, oh, man, this is awesome. I can wear it. Ooh, this is something.
I ordered something from Big Baller Brand, and
he kept trying to cancel the order through his credit card.
Hey, man, we ain't going to allow that. We're going to let him get his merch.
Oh, man.
I actually got 2.
Yeah, they made you right.
They did it right.
They made you right.
2
now,
for the
and
price
I know,
of 1.
I noticed right away, these are the ZO2s,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And put them up here. Do you mind? Just put them up here so the cameras can see them. You want to take them off? Yeah.
Take one off.
Yeah, I want
the world's lightest.
What size is that, by the way? I wear 13. What size is that?
Oh, it's 14.
Oh, 14, that's too big for me. Damn it.
Hey.
Now, these are the ones that Lonzo wears?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I was telling LeVar during the break, I feel like this was such a big deal when you first came out. And I love what you did, by the
way.
I love that you said to the sneaker companies, I don't need you.
Right.
You know, if you're just going to give me some deal, some poop deal that, you know, like record labels give artists, you know, their first album, you know, you're locked in some terrible deal. They do the same thing with athletes.
Right.
And you say, I'm just going to make my own. I'll compete against you.
Well,
what do I care?
If you really look at it, it's going backwards now. Because when LeBron came in the game, he was getting $90 million for 7 years.
It is
now,
right,
now
right,
it's
right,
backwards
right.
now. Now they're doing more work and getting less money.
Right. Yeah. So you said, screw it. I'll just come up with my own company. We'll find a manufacturer. We'll exactly. make them cool. And I'm going to price them at $1,000 or whatever the hell. And yep. we'll sell whatever we sell.
The ones exactly. Those are 500 that you're holding right
yes.
there.
Yes. If Lonzo signs them, they instantly turn into 1,000. you know why? Because his autograph is not watered down like these other guys. If you've been signing your name on 12,000 items, now you're competing against yourself at the end of your career.
Right, right.
So now when you have to have a stamp like Kobe or LeBron, there's a stamp on.
Right.
That's why Lonzo's is worth more when he signs it.
Uh-huh. Right. So, but my point is that I feel like initially this was a big push for you, and that's where you made your splash. Like, Lonzo, he's turning his back on these. He's going to make his dad. They're coming out with their own shoes.
Right.
And that was a big deal. But I don't feel like you're marketing these like you were initially.
Well, we don't have to market them. They're going to market themselves. Usually they wait for you to play for 6 or 7 years, make the All-Star game, win a couple of championships, and then they'd be like, okay, now we can give you a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
After you done sold all of them already now, it's not a big deal.
So how did you come up with the $495
price point?
$495
price point is perfect.
It's perfect?
Let me show you how
it
perfect
it is. It sounds a little high.
Hey, compared to Louis or Gucci or Prada, they $1,000.
Right.
So
good point.
I'm down to 500. They're not going to come down to 500.
Yes.
And Nike is not going to go up to 500.
I'm in a nice lane.
So you're
right in the middle.
I'm right in the middle. You can't bother me.
Yeah, I got
right.
you.
Nike can't come up that high and Gucci can't come down that low.
Now, are you pleased with the sales or is it simply something you're just doing kind of to say F you and I'm going to do my own thing?
I'm pleased with the sales, but like I said, I'm going to do my own thing. All my boys have their own signature shoe.
And that's important to them.
It's very important to them, us, in general. It's like you can pretty much name out of all these basketball players in the league, you can probably about 10 signature shoes.
Out of Kobe, KD, LeBron.
Yes. Keep going.
Steph.
Yes.
Harden.
Yes.
And then
Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo. How's that?
Yeah, but what happens if LaMelo and LiAngelo aren't in the league?
What happens if they're not in the league?
Yeah,
who cares? They got their own shoe.
Who's going to buy? But they're not going to. Who's going to see him?
What do you mean? Who's going to see him? I have my own league. It's called the JBA. It's the JBA. Check this out. Melo is 16 years old. You know how many followers Melo has right now?
No. In terms of what?
About 4 million.
Is that
followers.
Instagram,
whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he got enough people to say, you know what? I want that shoe. How about Melo playing the JBA for 3 years and then make all his money and say, you know what? I don't even want to go to the NBA. I'm going to retire as a legend in the JBA. It's all about social media.
If you think about it, think about how brilliant
it is. But it is true. Social media, right. Like there are YouTubers making money. Yeah. There are gamers making money.
The Balls are the Kardashians of basketball.
No, we ain't no Kardashians or nothing.
That's not
girls. They ain't got nothing to do with us.
Well, I'm just
saying.
They
ain't even talented like my boys. So how you can
But you're branding yourself like that.
Yes, but we're branding our own. You know, we're doing our own thing.
You're
we're the first ones to come
shoes,
in the league.
You're doing your own league.
Yes.
You're just doing everything
yourself. You know, I was going to say this about LeVar.
How can you not respect that?
LeVar, I thought that LeVar would be different off air than he was on air.
Is it the same?
Because he's got some bravado, let's be honest.
Sure. I've always been like that, but you got to understand, I'm from L.A. South Central. We're not quiet.
No, you're the same way.
Yes, the same
and way. I'm a little surprised.
I'm not going to change. I'm going to be the same. And
I'll be honest.
You know what?
I'll be honest.
Of course.
I did not want to like you coming in here. You're winning me over.
Right.
You're winning me over. Winning me over.
Because
I'm a softy. I'm a big softy.
But here's the thing. If you guys just see me on the media and certain bites that I say, you're going to take your opinion, and it's either going to be good or bad. Until you really get to meet me or see how I am, then you'll be like, well, this dude's kind of cool, but he's probably the same. But you know what? I don't judge people on that because they have their own opinion, and that's fine with me.
You know, I like that.
I've always been smiling, man. I'm always feeling good.
You're a happy guy.
But talk about the JBA because it kind of spawns from, like, not all of us know this. You have three kids
right. Who
are high-level players playing AAU basketball, right?
Yes.
And then you see how they go to college. The college makes all that money.
Right.
You see how the whole process works. So what is your thought with this league and how it all kind of evolved?
Well, with this league and how it evolved, it's just by somebody saying something I didn't like, which they were saying that if you want to be an athlete, you don't deserve to be in college. So I'm like, well, why is that different if a guy who wants to be a professional athlete and a guy who wants to be a dentist or a lawyer?
Right.
So you usually go to college to get some experience or whatever you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically saying if you're an athlete, this ain't for you. But you're making more money off the athletes.
Right. That's true.
Ain't no 20,000 people coming to see no spelling test.
It's hypocritical. Look, you love it. You slayed him.
That's not funny.
He's just a funny guy. But the league had some bad press lately.
the league had some bad press
with
on the guy.
With the fight. Can you explain what happened?
It wasn't even a fight. Well, not a fight. But you know what? The media is going to take it out of content on the fact that.
Explain what happened from your perspective.
I explained it. The intensity of the game. The guy is, he knows how to get to his players. Mm-hmm. And that guy, Dixon, is a strong player. That's why he didn't snap and say, hey, man, I'm going to knock you out. He has respect for that coach. That coach is young and fiery.
So for those that don't know, it was a coach who got in the face of a player.
He got in the face of a player, and they're trying to make it like he has a background of slugging the hell out of teenage. First, the guy's 20 years old. They try to like act like, oh, he's beating up a teenager and he's verbally abusing him. But they don't say nothing when they send these guys off to war and they're 18 years old. Don't tell me them generals and them guys ain't poking them folks in the face talking about, you better do this, god dang it. Act like a little cuss word here or there is a big thing, man. They ain't doing that all on the radio these days.
What, did you call the coach and say, hey, you got to tone it down? Did you talk to him?
No, I'm handling it in-house. I don't have to talk
to him. Is he still the coach of the team?
You know what? I'm not going to let y'all know about that.
Oh, okay.
But you know what?
So he might be finished.
Hey, it's not even about him being finished. The guy's he's a good coach.
Oh, okay.
He's a good coach. But at the moment, he did something at the wrong spot at the wrong time because all eyes is on me.
Right.
My boys just scored 171 points, and both of them had triple-doubles. Ain't nobody talking about that. They trying to look at an incident where a guy – he didn't even give him the Dennis Rodman headbutt. He just put his face on his forehead.
Tell us who are the players.
It reflected bad on you.
But it's not reflecting bad on me because I ain't the one out there coaching. So
I think it's good for you because it's publicity.
It's publicity, but it's not even good for me because I don't want him to take the bad – the guy's young, and it's not like you're going to do one thing bad, and all of a sudden we condemn him. To like, hey, you're never ever going to coach again. You shouldn't have put your hands on this kid like that. Which is, he did something wrong, and we're going to handle it accordingly.
Yeah, okay.
Tell us about the players in the league, all right? Your sons are in the league.
Yes.
What is the league shooting for, and who are the players in the league in the JBA? Which is going to be at Eagle Bank Arena tonight.
Yes. Oh, we have some nice players. The face of this is to get people to come watch is the Ball Boys. But as you get there, you will notice some players that can really play this game. We got a guy named actually the guy that got hit butted and all that, Montrell Dixon. He's a heck of a player.
Where is he from?
A heck of a player, man. I don't know exactly where he's from.
Are these former college players?
But you know what? All these guys in my league, the 64 guys that we have, all of them have a story. And I'm pretty sure if you sat down with him, there's some vices that kept him from being Division I player.
Okay.
And we have another guy who's like homeless, but who could really play the game. Another kid who his name is Curtis Hollis. About 6'8", play like Scottie Pippen. His mom didn't turn in the paperwork for college. So it's like, it's a lot of little stories.
People
like
that fell through the cracks.
That fell through the cracks that can really play. And you'd be like.
How'd you find these guys? You got
I went
guys?
Out and picked them. We went to 8 different cities and we picked out.
Did you have tryouts?
Yes, we had tryouts. Yes.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
And the brilliant part to me is that all of the teams are called the Ballers.
Yes. Because it's better like this instead of calling, Cincinnati Reds or whatever. Let's say like the LA team. Let's say we call them the Chino Hills Huskies.
Mm-hmm.
What about the people in Culver City? Maybe they don't want to go see Chino Hills. But see, if we call it LA, now all the LA people can come.
Right.
If we call it the major cities and all of them is Ballers, it's easy to be in an airport and say, yeah, I play for Seattle. Everybody knows where Seattle's at. Mm-hmm. But if you say I play for the Iowa Gold Miners, people in Detroit is like, who's the Iowa Gold Miners?
Yeah, they can't relate.
Yeah, now, you can't relate, but you can relate to all the cities. So the cities get behind these guys. That's what we expect. And it's better for the teams to be called.
How are you marketing this? I mean, obviously you're doing radio, but like, how are you marketing the league? Like, Facebook Live is carrying the games?
Right.
So you have a deal with Facebook?
Yes, we have a deal with Facebook, and we're just kind of going like to different radio stations like this and trying to promote it like this in this aspect.
And I'll be honest, the one I saw, I don't know if it was in LA or whatever, I expected it to be about 20 people in the stands. I was stunned.
Right.
There were people there watching the game.
Well, like I said, this is genuine. It's going to grow on the fact that I'm not like, you know what, let me see how much money I can make off these kids. And that's where people get it mixed up. Because if I didn't think about these kids, hey, my boys are already set. We already good. I didn't have to do none of this. Hmm. But I'm doing all the endorsement is coming from me. Everything is mine.
Hmm.
So a lot of people don't want to put their hands in their
pocket.
So Big
Baller Brand is the big sponsor.
It's the big sponsor. Yes. Yes. So it's not like I'm like, you know what, I'm not making no money. I'm not going to do this no more. I'm doing it for these guys. If I'm doing it for one kid, it's cool.
And at least on the press release, it says that they're being paid fairly well.
They're being paid $3,000 a month. Each player.
Right.
And you look at it, to be 18 years old, to do something that you love, and you're not going overseas, that's a good gig.
Solid summer
job.
But
I also tell these guys, don't come in my league thinking you're going to get rich. It's a platform to get you to the next exposure, to the next step.
Right.
So don't come in here and be like, well, That's why I have the ages from 17, and after 21, you got to get out of there, because I don't want guys trying to make a living being 26 years old playing against guys that's 18, 19 years old.
Right.
And that's where people get it stuck, because like I said, it's like a one-and-done league. The G League is not one-and-done. These guys have special talent, and something was keeping them, some type of vice was keeping them from pursuing their dream, or for people to see them really play basketball, something that they love to do.
So you're giving them another opportunity. It's a second chance. Yes,
it's
league,
a second chance,
anything.
Basically. Yeah. 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 Because it's like sometimes you got to take care of your family, and it doesn't allow you to go to class and really focus on studying. So now you don't pass the chemistry or this Spanish test. Now you don't even get to play basketball. But they never tell, like people that's trying to be doctors and lawyers, they never say, you know what, if you can't run a mile in 6 minutes and bench press 250, you can't go to these English classes.
Right.
But if you're an athlete, they say, yo, you got to practice Spanish, chemistry. If you don't pass these classes, you can't get on this court.
Right.
So it's kind of double standard.
So you got eight teams.
Yeah, eight teams. Eight different
How many
cities,
guys do you think right now could play at the next
we
level?
We have about 6 to 10 guys that can really go and play.
Oh, really?
Might be in the draft next year.
Who's really? The best player in the league?
The best player in the league right now? Is Jello. Jello.
Your middle son. Your middle son.
Yeah, there's nobody that can guard him. I mean, he shoots. He came back the first game.
But he's playing. Both your sons are playing for the LA team.
Both my sons are playing, yeah.
LA team.
Yeah.
All right, there are two games tonight for the JBA League at Eagle Bank Arena. Mm-hmm. Starts at 5 p.m. in Fairfax. You got the Houston Ballers and the Philadelphia Ballers first game. Seattle Ballers, New York Ballers in the second game. You also have a pop-up store in Fairfax today.
Yeah, Blessed.
Blessed Shoe Store from noon till 4. It's the great LeVar Ball hanging out with the junkies.
Can you stick around, right?
Yes.
Segment? Okay,
yes.
Good.
Most definitely.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Well, you'll see our in-studio guest. It's LeVar Ball, CEO of Big Baller Brand.
Hey.
We're in the Big Baller Zone.
Hey, I like that.
It's just ironic that you're the one doing the introduction.
Because he's been charmed.
He's kind of winning me over.
He charmed his pants off.
That's his boy.
He's like an Under Armour stockholder, and he thinks like when a new brand comes in the mix right. that he's somehow
competitor.
Losing his like stock price.
I'm supposed to be like that.
He was like, what is Lonzo doing? He should be signing right. with, you know, Nike or
yeah.
Adidas.
That's what I
kind of resented like the doing your own thing.
Right.
Give us the master plan. What is the master plan? I know you want to get all three. You truly want to get all three of your sons on the Lakers.
Okay. The master plan is how I flow with this. This is what could happen now.
All right.
This is what could happen. Take us through it.
Let's say the JBA, the next 5-6 years now, instead of 8 teams, we have 32 teams or 30-something teams. So now we got 30-something teams. And we're making more money and we're doing other things. How about I open a Big Baller League and have another 450 jobs?
Another league? So you got the JBA and the Big Baller League.
Yes. So instead of me sending my JBA guys to the NBA, how about I send them to the Big Baller League?
Okay.
Hey, listen to me. At one time, there were two. The ABA and the NBA. It could happen again. But hey, the potential is there. So now, instead of watching NBA, watch the old NBA guys and the guys out of NCAA. Or you watch the guys out of JBA that are super talented, and they're coming all in this new league, and I create 450 more jobs on this side. Now the consumer says either I watch the Big Baller League or I watch the NBA. Right now the NBA is not competing with nobody, so that's why they're doing so successful.
And so the consumer's going to Facebook Live right now to watch.
Right. See, here's the best thing about it. It's better to have cameras and views as opposed to, let's say we have no cameras and we have 10,000 people in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's just like me having my clothing line online. I don't have a store.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people ain't going to just come in the store, and I'm not paying for no leasing.
You don't want the brick and mortar. You don't want that weighing you down.
I don't have that weighing me down, but also pre-orders with the shoes. You don't make me – I don't buy 10,000 shoes and sell 2,000 of them and say, oh, man, I got 8,000 of them left. Now I got to – sell them at half price.
We're not going to find your shoes.
You're not
going to
find my shoes at Marshalls and all that. No.
The EB will never find those shoes.
They're not going to be on sale like that unless we put them on sale, but we're never going to have too much.
Made to order?
Yes. So nobody's ever done it like that. That's why we're not stuck with a bunch of product in a big warehouse.
Right.
Well, that's smart.
How did you figure this out?
How did I figure it out? Did you know
people who were in the business or made some contacts?
I ain't got to make no contacts. My brother, Alan Foster, is very educated in this. And he's taught me some things and, you know, just panning out how things are done. And I don't think you can get on that level unless you've been drugged through the trenches with some other things. And so that's where he comes with these bright ideas, and we just roll. I got a lot of ideas, but he makes things happen. So it's a good partnership.
Crew here with JBA, for example, right. One of your co-founders is
yes.
here.
See, he's my co-founder on the fact that, okay, let's say I want to get a league started, and everybody's stuck on, well, LeVar's in Lithuania. Okay, well, I'm in Lithuania. I have my brother doing some administrative stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of stuff that goes on in the background. People say, oh, LeVar's going to start a league, but he doesn't have a venue to play at. Why not? When they were saying that, he had already got the venues. Yeah. And seeing how much they were, it's just like everybody thought, oh, he's going to play at the Staples Center. The Staples Center want to charge $250,000 for one game.
Of course.
How about I train something out? How about I do another venue?
Yeah.
So he did all that as far as getting the administration, getting the players, the cities. It goes a lot goes into that.
And what makes your league?
Are all 64 of the kids in the league, are they all getting the same amount of money?
Yes. Yes.
Are they on any sort of a contract?
Yes. Everybody's on a contract.
1 year contract?
Yes. $3,000
a month.
Yes.
That's $3,000 a month across the board.
Yes, across the board. We said.
And you're making money through Facebook Live ads and what you're selling in the arenas?
Yes. Yes. It's kind of not even the revenue. It's kind of a wash,
right.
Which is fine.
Right.
On the fact that I am helping 64 families.
Right. Then there's no question about that.
So that's the way I look at it.
You're giving them exposure.
Giving them exposure. And also, I told them this. I said,
they probably get free shoes.
If you're really that guy, yes. We gave them a pair of ZO2s and MB1s. And we're giving them everything free from their socks to everything, their backpacks. Their backpacks, we sell those backpacks for $500.
Mm.
We just give it to them.
Yes. He's an entrepreneur.
Hey,
what I'm saying. Have you ever watched The Prophet?
The profit.
What's the? It's on CNBC, whatever. What they would ask you? What's your price? What's your margin?
Oh no, I never watched The Profit.
What's your margin?
My margin is whatever I come up with.
That sounds right.
What's been? You said you guys have already made it, right? You somehow. What made it for
what
you?
Does
what
that
was
mean?
Your stroke of genius? What brought in the most revenue for your family?
My stroke of genius is here's the thing. The key to life, I don't think, is making all the money in the world.
Right.
The key to life is if you get paid to do something and you enjoy doing it, it's just like you guys. I've heard that you guys have been together for like 20 years, man.
Right.
Who ever heard of people on the just talking and having a good time for 20 years, man? Yeah. You can't beat
22
this.
To be exact.
Yeah. So it don't matter. All after you done bought everything you wanted, what's left?
Right.
You better have a passion for something. So right. By me having a family and my boys and being able to still be able to watch my boys play basketball, that's what I mean by we've won. Me and my wife, we had a great time watching our boys grow up, and they're still growing. And just this empire is getting bigger and bigger. So no matter how much money we make or we don't make, we still fine on the fact that we know what each other's about. So being with family is probably one of the best things you can do.
See, that's what I always respected about you is that you as a father, you've raised three kids.
Yes.
People may say, okay, something happened in China, something happened here, whatever. Uh-huh. But you're involved in your kids' lives. You want the best for them.
Right.
Now,
right.
Cakes earlier, before you came on, questioned, though, a 16-year-old birthday purchase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What did he buy?
I believe it was a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini for Mello, yeah.
But here's his fear, and I think actually it's a reasonable fear. When you buy your kid a car that can go 200 miles an hour, he's only 16, you know what
right.
I mean?
Okay, that's if you don't raise him right. That vehicle gets him from A to B. That's what he wanted. When he was 12 years old, I said, what kind of car you want? He said, a Lamborghini. We're in there working out with some guys, and everybody's laughing. I said, I'll get you one. Don't worry about it. No. See, that's the first thing that comes out. But if you're going to work for it, you're good. It's just a vehicle. And that's what I have my boys understand. You driving these cars. I think as parents, we just want our kids to be better off than what we were. Otherwise, I don't think you would have had the kids. And if you know they're going to be well taken care of at the end of life, then you can shut it down and go about
it. But you're not worried that he's going 100 miles an hour on the back
road. But he wouldn't do that because I know what my boy's about.
Right.
You know, it's a flashy car. But I bet you if you won the lottery – and you win $400 million, I bet you're not going to say, hey, I'm going to get my daughter on a Accord. If you don't have to worry about the money, you're going to be like, man, I'm going to get them whatever they want. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully they raise right where they're not like, let me show everybody I'm a speed demon.
Right.
Like I tell them, when you have nice cars, you don't have to speed off. Now, if you got a raggedy car, you got to burn rubber, you got to have some loud music, you got to do something to be seen. Yeah. You already seen when you, if a Lambo, that's what you like. That's what I give them, but they don't. You don't see them at the mall. You don't see them at no strip clubs. Talking about, look what I got. The car is nothing. It just gets you from A to B.
Where do Jello and Mello live? They live with you?
Jello and Mello live.
They live at your
house. Yes.
What about
they live at the Ball Estate?
What about their?
How long have you had? You just bought that house.
I bought this a year. A year has been by already.
And where is that?
What part it's in Chino Hills.
Chino Hills.
Did you buy it in cash or you have a big fat mortgage?
Hey man, I'm not going. We got a big fat mortgage, don't everybody?
That's a big ass house.
It's a huge, it's the biggest house in Cap.
Are you remodeling it? Right?
Yes, I got to do a big baller style.
Yeah, you do.
Yes,
you got to get like a deal with like HGTV or something, right? And remodel the whole thing. Oh, whole
no, no, no. That's too. It was a fixer upper though.
It was,
but
yeah.
but the price we got on it was crazy. It was
steel. How many TVs do you have in the house?
TVs.
How many
see,
televisions?
See, that's the old school way you measure how big a house is. How many TVs? How many bathrooms? How about 11?
All right, well, how many TVs?
Hey,
you know what? Not even
hey, I think we have close, maybe 20. I think 20.
20 televisions.
20 TVs.
He's got 11 bathrooms. He's got more TVs than EB. That's possible.
Yes.
He does. But what about this? What about, LeVar, the people that say that you being as outspoken, I get a kick out of everything
you say.
Makes me laugh. Uh-huh. But that it hurts Lonzo. It hurts Jello. It hurts their opportunities.
It doesn't hurt their opportunities.
You're upsetting the Lakers. You're upsetting Magic. You're upsetting his teammates. When you're criticizing the coach.
If everybody get upset over because what I say, that's on them. Either you're going to like it or you're not, or you're going to take
Have the Lakers reached out to you and said, dude, we need you to mellow out?
Ain't nobody going to tell me that.
Right. No one has. Magic doesn't say we need you to be quiet.
I'm a grown man.
Right.
He's a grown man. Palenka can't nobody tell me nothing.
What if he did?
That's what I'm saying.
What if he did?
He can't.
What if he did?
Do you think it hurt Lonzo at all?
It ain't going to hurt Lonzo. Lonzo's going to be fine. Lonzo's in the NBA. He's going to be fine. He loves to play basketball, so it don't matter who he plays
for. How many times have you talked to LeBron since he joined the Lakers?
I haven't talked to LeBron since he joined the Lakers. I haven't had time. He's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing.
Right.
Ain't like I'm like, oh, man, can I hurry up?
But I mean, you're happy. You're happy he's there, right?
I'm happy he's there. He's fine. I'm not really worried about LeBron. You know, I'm worried about my boys. I want all three of my boys on the Lakers.
Well, that fascinates me. Hold on. Do you
legitimately think that Melo and Jello can play for the Lakers?
Hey, if Melo and Jello play for the Lakers, we'd beat Golden State easy with LeBron.
Here's the thing.
I've been teaching my boys to play fast all their life.
But you're saying if they are, do you believe they will play for the Lakers?
They'll play for somebody. We're giving the Lakers the first right of refusal.
What if LeBron walks in and said, within 6 months, says, I can't play with Lonzo?
Okay,
I
don't go play somewhere with Lonzo. Else. That's all right. That's fine.
You mean Lonzo?
I'll tell you this. That's never going to happen. Because anybody who ever played with Lonzo, ain't nobody ever in his entire life said, I do not want to play with Lonzo. I'll tell you what, LeBron 2 years ago didn't say, let me come to L.A. There's a reason. There's a reason.
Lonzo's the linchpin?
You know Lonzo got to be. He's the only person new to the team.
It's not making.
Now, why all of a sudden he want to come and play? Because you got high IQ. My sons are the only ones that LeBron could play with that's not worried about that bag. They're not worried about how much money they're going to make. They just want to win championships. And he's never played on a team, really, where everybody just want to win the championship and kind of like take a back step and say, you know what? I don't need the 80 or 90 million. I just want to play on this team to win. That's why back in the day, a lot of teams were three-peating because people made sacrifices not to get that big bag. Now you can't keep them. Because one of them say, hey, come over here to my team. We give you 10 times what you was making, and you can have your own team. Look what Kyrie did. Hey, I got to go. Think if he would have stayed at Cleveland, he would have won some more.
Joined by the great LeVar Ball, JBA is going to be at Eagle Bank Arena tonight. I do want to ask you a little bit about Lonzo. So you're a trainer. Yes. You train basketball players, football players. You actually played, I think, practice squad on a couple NFL teams.
Right.
So you have that background, played college basketball.
Uh-huh.
Your son's shot. Everybody questions his shot.
Right.
He develops an awkward-looking shot. What I'd say is it doesn't matter. Like Kevin Martin had kind of a weird stroke
in
the NBA.
Everybody who shoots good, nobody shoots the same. Ray Allen don't shoot like Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller don't shoot like Larry Bird. So my thing is perfect your shot, whatever
it's gotta
it is.
It's got to go in.
Yeah. But like I said, who
is
cares?
Is Lonzo currently working on his jumper right now?
Lonzo don't have – he's been working on his jumper for all his life. He works on his jumper. He can shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
And his three-point percentage actually went up.
Let me tell you, 10, 7, and 7, that's the worst Lonzo ever going to do. That's the worst he's ever going to do. And like I said, to make things easier, like I was telling him, bring Jello or somebody that he's dealing with. Like LeBron is his favorite player ever. So, you know, when LeBron swing that ball to him, he really going to knock that shot down.
What do you think his numbers are going to be this year? Give me projected numbers for Lonzo this year.
I don't have any projected numbers on the fact that I never had projected numbers from him because I always told him one thing, just to win, whatever it takes to win. Mm-hmm. So the victories will be there. Like I said, I expect 4 championships, but I guarantee 2. Because help is on the way. My other two boys get on there. It's a wrap. I'm telling you.
Why did
you going to rewind in about 2 or 3 years and that laugh?
Why did people
say so fast?
Why do people say that Jello is not a true prospect?
Well, they got to say Jello's not a true spot prospect because it's better for them to say that on the fact.
What's
that,
the knock, though, that is too slow? What is the knock against?
Ain't no knock on Jello. You get out there and see if you can guard him. Can't nobody mess with him. He's too strong.
Well, I know I can't.
He too strong. He shoot the ball at a high
but
clip.
I'm not 21.
But it's a better story when you have a guy that's – you can't have everybody make it because they're already talking about Lonzo makes it. And then they say, oh, Melo's going to make it. So you got to have that little negative story in there where it's like, oh, Jello's a bad boy. He took some stuff. He's not slow. He's fast. What do you consider an athlete who's athletic, a person who can dunk? Well, he can dunk. It's not a big deal. He shoots better than any of my boys. You say you want Lonzo to be a better shooter?
You're saying Jello does?
Jello's the best shooter in the family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And he's the strongest. He got that ball body.
Oh, for some reason, I thought Melo was the best shooter.
No,
I mean, just based on what I saw on the YouTube.
Melo and Jello are Melo and Zoe. They're a wild card, which is they can go for 40 or 50, but Jello's going to give you a solid 40. Every time. Hey, he played his first game in the JBA, and the person came up to me and said, oh, this is Jello's first game. What is he going to do? I said, he'll probably get about 50. Mm-hmm. He looked at me crazy. How are you going to get 50? I'm thinking it's 48 minutes. There's no problem to get 50.
Hey, Jason, if you can find the total in the Vegas book the over. 171 to 40.
We can score the ball.
Well, he said they play fast.
We play so fast. And that's with two of them. That's with Melo and Jello. So if Jello doing that good with Melo, can you imagine? He ain't played with Zoe.
Have you guys lost?
Years.
Have you guys lost? Has LA lost?
We lost with a couple of games without Jello before Jello got there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I've watched some of the clips. There's not a lot of defense being played.
It's a lot of defense. Hey, just don't be mad because our defense don't last for 24 seconds. In 2 or 3 seconds, we got to steal.
Hey, that's it.
We got more possessions, so we had to play more defense.
That's it.
We play the most defense in the world. How you get 171? You got to get a lot of possessions. That means you got to steal the ball a lot.
Right. So when are you going to talk to LeBron?
I'll probably talk to LeBron maybe when I run into him in L.A. sometime, probably right before training camp starts. Because I'm thinking –
By the way, he predicted that LeBron was coming to L.A. long before he made the decision.
Right. Y'all could have predicted that, man, because he got to do something after basketball.
Yes.
And if you buy production companies and stuff, you got to rub elbows with people that's in L.A.
Do you see that in your future? I see that in your future.
Say again? What?
Like production companies, movies, that kind of thing. Is that something you're interested in?
I don't know right now. Right now, I'm just building this empire as big as possible. I just want them to look back at Nike and Adidas and Under Armour and say, we should have gave that brother $1 billion.
Is there any chance? Is there any chance that a year from now you decide, you know what? Now they come to the table with a better offer. Now I'm going
to
sign.
No. I don't need to sign. Now I'm going to get my own shoe company. I don't need to co-brand.
There's a 0% chance that Lonzo ever decides, you know what?
No, he never will. Never will. With Nike, Adidas, Under Armour.
What if some rich Chinese guy wants to buy your company? Will you sell it?
It depends on
when. The right price.
At the right price, it depends on when. I mean, you want to give me $10 billion for it? Go ahead. I'm out. You laughing, but them numbers is up there. I'm not trying to be no millionaire. It's straight billions. It's triple B's. Billion, billion, billion.
But I mean, honestly, you'll laugh.
Honestly,
he was talking about it. He's going around the world. He's marketing the shoes, man, in sure. China, right? Are the Chinese people,
China,
so far,
oh,
have they been receptive
it
to the,
yes,
brand?
Yes, they love it.
They
have
you tightened up the delivery? I got to be honest.
Tighten up the delivery? Yes, we tighten up delivery. But anything you start, we're going to tighten.
Right.
What happened is we hit a wave. Where everybody was like, I got to have all this big baller stuff.
Yeah, JP.
So now.
It took an entire hockey season for him to get his shirt.
Hey, you cannot rush perfection.
Jeez. We kept going. We kept asking him every morning, shirt yet?
Yes,
shirt
that's yet? What we wanted to do to make you inquisitive about it.
Have you changed? Do you have new logos or new shirts?
Are we
going to
have some new
stuff?
Things popping up? Like I said, the main thing we're concentrating on right now, well, I am, is the JBA. I want this to be solid right here.
And what does the JBA stand for? I should know this.
Junior Basketball Association.
Junior Basketball Association.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a lot of things. We're going to have some water coming out next month.
So Big Baller.
Big Baller brand water. Yes.
Really?
Big
water.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about
where? Hold on. Where are you going to be able to get that water from?
Oh, Lithuania, of course. We had to go across the water to get the water.
All right. So you're getting the water in Lithuania, but where are you distributing it? Like, where can I buy it? On your website?
Pretty soon you're going to be able to buy it at Ralph's, Food for Less, Albertsons.
Really?
Yeah, so we're going to tip it up in there, and we got a few other people that want to.
What about on the East Coast?
On the East Coast, man, we'll see about that, you know. And it's all a process.
Once
we come out with this water and you taste it, because it has zero nitrates, it's the best water in the world. Everybody thought we was going over there to Lithuania to see how raggedy everything is, and the best thing was under the ground, the water.
Right.
And we came back with it.
Got to go all the way to Lithuania.
Yes. Our water is imported.
There's
see how fresh it is?
There's a machine right back here.
And when you drink that big ball of water, it make you blow that machine up.
The volleyball, have you thought about the value of
hooking some radio guys who are also on TV every day with some Big Baller Brand gear.
Man, next time we come out here, we bring y'all some Big Baller gear. How's that?
That's the next time.
And it's gonna
next time.
The next time, like, we ain't going to be out here again. Day. Hey, it's not like
I'm
traveling.
We would ask you to ship it, but we wouldn't get it for you.
Hey, because it come on the ship. That's why.
Big cargo ship.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Those are slow, generally. Hey,
but like I told you guys, things are sped up. Now, order something now. See how quick you get it.
Yeah,
that way you can do the timing thing. You can be like, you know what, this didn't come as fast.
What's the website? Hey,
the bottom line is, have you make sure
about,
you get it.
Like, you, I know you're saying the JBA, and then you're gonna have Big Baller Brand League, but maybe like a senior, like for guys that slipped through the cracks back in when we were playing college basketball, but now they're in their 40s.
Hey,
you got prospect here playing University of Richmond.
No, it's
we're gonna get this off the line first. You guys are probably next in line after the
We're next.
Yeah, we can get y'all next in line.
Senior basketball
association.
There you go. All right. Oh, you know what? You have definitely upgraded the website. I see that for sure.
Yeah.
Let me look at the shirt.
What's the website? BBB.com?
BigBallerBrand.com.
Yes. All right. And see, I'm working at Lonzo has his own clothing selection, ZO2. Jello's going to have his, G3. Mm-hmm. And Melo already has his, which is the NBA.
How many people are working for you just to sell your gear? Like working the website
and all that,
and then getting the gear out?
I know we got about, people that I know of, we're close to 15, but we might have more than that.
15 employees already just distributing
just
your
gear. Just that right there. But I'm pretty sure we probably have more.
People are hitting this every day.
Yes, most definitely.
From all over the world.
Yes.
All right, it's LeVar Ball.
Hey, thanks
Ball
for coming by, man.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure playing. I mean, talking to you guys and having a good time.
Appreciate it.
Good
luck. Anytime.
Two games tonight, Eagle Bank Arena, and you also have the pop-up store in Fairfax today at Blessed Shoe Store, Fair Oaks Mall, inside Fair Oaks Mall, noon to 4.
I'm getting this red one. Give me a code.
Oh, he wants money.
That's the great LeVar Ball.
Hey, junkies. Thank you guys very much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.